Well, if everyone's right, we'll record some audio now for the app. We'll do these recordings one at a time.
Okay.
Graham, are you right? Recording, are we? Yeah, and this is Dictionary Translations, Session 2.
Wife?
Manda.
Wind?
Gagama.
Wise man?
Gumura.
Wood?
Wonji.
That's it.
My name's Graham Moore. I'm a Garangati Manjai man, Yuin man. I do 3 days of work with council as the Aboriginal liaison officer, but I, over the years, I've also worked within and bringing forward culture within the school systems and education.
Graham, we're here in the studio, and in front of me is a book of Aboriginal language, and we're doing a recording session. What's the project about?
It's a modern-day message stick, Bill. It's about moving forward, and part of that is being able to adapt to technology of today.
And this modern message stick is an app. It's a bit of software that's going to be played on devices like mobile phones and tablets. And you're using this latest technology so people can learn about Aboriginal language.
Bringing our language into modern-day era, utilising and using, as I say, a modern-day message stick.
When you say our language, what Aboriginal languages are you talking about?
Well, we're talking about today, we're talking about Durga. I was taught Durga, and Tawa.
In what regions would these languages have been spoken?
Basically, we're talking about from the Maruya area down further south, just to the southern side of Bega, Marimbula. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to ask Lynn to elaborate a bit further.
And from there, it goes further down into the Tawa or Dawa language down near the Mallacoota border. So from that area, up as far as Marimbula, Pambia, and the Durga in Maruya. My name's Lynn Thomas. I am Mirapai Yuan Manaru woman from Wallaga Lake. I'm a what they call an AEO, and I work at the primary school, which is an Aboriginal Education Officer. And in the past, I've also had a lot to do with language as well.
How much of this language is remaining?
The difficulty part was because of past legislations and the way that our people were dispersed, moved about country. Some of our elders, our old people, when we were children, we could hear them speaking. We were allowed to speak at home. We do have language on recording from the 50s and 60s. We have our own understanding and ear when it comes to speaking our parts of language, bits and pieces. And that then has given us a basis.
A lot of the Aboriginal community today, some people are fortunate enough to be around when our elders in the past were speaking the language. So we still do have a little bit of that language.
And just because we're swapping over Lynn's time, is that right? Okay, here we go. This is Translations Session 3.
Crayfish. Yanga. Creek. Burijin, crow, marangan, cry, dangari, dance, banimu. You're not just reading a word or a letter. We're actually doing all sorts of languages, like body language, movement of the mouth, breathing languages. So in order for us to actually have an understanding a little bit about that is because we've had the opportunity to listen to our old people, and the way that they spoke was just amazing because they used everything and their arm language, body language, it's just amazing. So those parts of the language is still here, and that's what we want to develop on more and more and share with people.
With the amount of information we have at the moment, and I know that there'll be a lot more in the future together. So it's important that we have gathered all that past information, gather what we can, what's fragmented, and pull it together.
In preparing to teach children, I guess you've been learning a great deal yourselves.
Yes, definitely. When we look at language, what I believe is language comes from the land, from the earth and what's under our feet. So I've always grown up, I'm fortunate to grow up with elders of the past, the initiated men and women. So I've been able to understand a lot of areas and places, and I'm sure lots of other, you know, the elders and Cree kids are doing that already. They go out and they play, they climb mountains, they, you know, they dive in the rivers. So that's part of the language there. So that's what we're trying to also put it into that context, that is that language that we want to teach and that we're trying to share with everybody.
Marg Taylor, you're the Aboriginal Education Coordinator at Tathra Public School. What does the project bring to primary school education?
It means that we're addressing the needs of 21st century learners, and we're combining that with the content of the local Aboriginal language in particular as a starting point to reinvigorate that, and with that, I believe, a feeling of appreciation and respect and reconciliation hopefully will be the long-term outcomes. The development of this app will mean it is a user-friendly device for sharing value and work in partnership with Aboriginal community members who know and engage with them. It's going to be able to be used anywhere through an app, but also in classrooms.
And this is Dictionary Translations, Place Names, Session 1.
Bega, big, beautiful camping ground. Marimula, place of the big snake, place of two waters or lakes.
My name's Ozzy Stewart.
Ozzy, what are your earliest memories of language?
I don't know whether you know or not, but I'm a stolen generation, I was. And it's still been a long time. I was back with my mother around about the age of 11, Wreck Bay, Mission. And the thing is that in regards to language, it hasn't been until maybe about 20 years ago. Through life, you know, you pick up a few words here and there, but the, you know, like the gutty and mirigans and things like that, you know, but that's just names for things. But in regards to language, there's my first big contact. I was in ATSIC for quite a few years and a chair, and we went to Alice Springs, and up in Alice Springs there's a big language conference, and that's probably about here where I really first started to hear the language. I don't speak it fluently.
The language that you have learned, how important has it been to you to learn that language in terms of reconnecting with family and culture?
I want language, Aboriginal language, to be able to be spoken fluently, you know. Well, I'm an Aboriginal person and I can't talk the language, and it's, you know, it really hurts. You can feel it. And I feel really good that there is going to happen in time. Like Graham said, it's a magic stick, it's out there, and things are going to happen as they go along.
Just do that one more time.
Right.
Many.
Yirrigal.
Meat.
Tarumbanu.
Mutton fish.
Walgan.
Industrious.
Nan Djibi.
Jump.
Garu.
Kangaroo.
Jajua.
Hole.
Gagur.
Home camp.
Jukan.
Hot.
Nuran.
Hut.
Ganjiji.
Moon.
Kabarang.
Duck. Wambara. Wandandian. Home of the lovers.